So far, we've learned that intervening isn't always necessary. However, this doesn't mean we should ignore this situation. Knowing how to respond appropriately is essential, and we'll soon discover when intervention is required. There are certain situations, such as instances of violence, where our involvement becomes necessary. We'll delve into this topic shortly. However, at this point, it's important for me to explain what we should avoid when a dispute arises. First and foremost, we shouldn't shout remarks from a distance. Like enough, stop fighting, or stop yelling. These reactions pull us into the conflict, as children will likely respond by shouting back at us. Then, they'll attempt to justify themselves and explain what happened, which doesn't actually lessen the yelling but rather escalates the dispute. Questions such as, "Why can't you get along? Why do I always need to intervene? Why are you behaving like that towards him? Why did you hit her? Why are you giving in?" and so on, simply display our frustration with their disputes. Children can tell that these quarrels bother us. They press our buttons and so-called call us. That's how they summon us repeatedly, and in doing so, they receive our attention, even if it's negative. We've discussed this before, and it's partly why we feel the quarrels are never ending. Actions of this type don't move us toward a resolution. In fact, they hold us back. That's why you should try to reduce the usage of such methods. First, make an effort to eliminate these questions from your vocabulary. Next, there are three things you should avoid. Do not label, do not judge, and do not take sides. We discussed this at the beginning of the course when I talked about sibling relationships. We explored how these labels affect our children, the roles we assign to them, and how they reluctantly accept them. Phrases like, "You are the older one," "You need to give in," or "You are a control freak," does not help resolve the quarrel. And similarly, remarks such as, "Enough," "I can't stand the yelling anymore, just give him what he wants," should be avoided because these are also labels that reinforce their roles. Let me give you an example. Consider two sisters. The younger one is seen as responsible, and the older one is less so. Therefore, the youngest is always told she is responsible, which leads her to adopt this role and become bossy. In fact, she's now bossy even with her older sister. The older sister, not considered responsible, has only one tool to use against her little sister: power. So she resorts to physical force and hits the younger one. The parents then fail to understand why the older sister resorted to violence. This isn't her usual behavior. She wouldn't have done such a thing in the past. This example shows how a sibling argument or even a relationship can be damaged because of the labels we place on our children. Another point to remember is, don't pass judgment. Avoid falling into the trap of deciding who is right or wrong. Remarks like, "You snatched it from his hand," "It's your fault," are not constructive. Likewise, it's not helpful to try to dissect the situation with questions like, "Who started it?" or "I want to understand what exactly happened here." The truth is, both parties involved will likely assert their innocence. Hence, it's ineffective to provoke them into lying or instigating a new dispute about who lied and who didn't. Never choose sides. As far as the children are concerned, they're both equal. Even if you feel sympathy for one child over the other, it's their argument, and they are aware of the actual situation. They could give you two entirely different accounts of what happened. How would you then judge? Based on what information would you decide? Would you let your personal feelings towards each child dictate your decision? Or are your perceptions shaped by past experiences of their behaviors towards each other? It's essential to question whether you're in a position to make a fair judgment. Are you certain that your decision will be unbiased? I have my doubts. For this reason, let's avoid the potential of causing harm to our children by judging them unfairly. In these situations, telling them you trust them is vital. It's not important at the moment to ascertain who's right. They can sort it out amongst themselves, and they will. You'll soon see how this approach works. Lastly, another equally important point is don't force the bond. We've also discussed this earlier in the context of relationships. If you notice frequent quarrels, resist the urge to tell them. You must get along. This approach simply imposes our own desires on them, which can be a heavy burden. Avoid saying things like, "You have to take care of your sister," especially when it's clear they're not getting along. I once worked with a family where the mother blamed the older sister every time the sisters fought. In such cases, we're inadvertently straining the bond between siblings. The older sister ended up pushing her younger sister away because the mother enforced this responsibility. This could lead to unnecessary irritation and an unwillingness to foster a stronger bond.